Ah, fuck, I am so fucking sorry. Here, let me help you out. I'm so sorry, dear. Clumsy fucking me. God damn it. Are you okay? I didn't like hit you with my card or anything, did I? Why did you call me Professor? Professor A. How do you know my name? Wait a second, I know that fucking voice. Oh my God. Hi, dear, give me a hug. Oh my goodness. What are the chances, huh? Wow. Okay. Wasn't expecting to run into one of my favorite fucking students ever today. How have you been doing? Oh my God. I literally want to catch up so goddamn bad right now, but I also need to help you pick up all your stuff. Oh, you've been doing good. That is so lovely to hear, dear. Oh, sorry to put a rough patch in it then by making you drop all of your food. I am so sorry. You're too sweet. Oh my God, but seriously, how have you been doing? How's studying been and everything? That is so lovely to hear, dear. Wow. And with me, highs and lows, but for the most part, it's been really good. Doing my same old teaching, puttering around, doing teacher stuff, I guess. No, I'm not really too akin to my class at the moment. They're, to put it bluntly, kind of little shits. But, I mean, you can't pick what students you get, and at the end of the day, they're all gonna be, I'm sure, lovely adults. And speaking of lovely adults, you have absolutely blossomed, dear. Like, wow. You look stunning. I really love the getup you have right now. I do. You think I look good too? Why, thank you. I'm dressed up as the same way you saw me the last time you were in my class. So, thank you. Oh, all right. That should be everything picked up, though. So, I don't want to take up more of your time because I don't really feel like trashing the rest of your day. So, I guess this will be it for now. You want to chat more? Well, I gotta get stuff back to my car too, and I actually gotta get home. I mean, it's not like I'm in like a super big rush. It's just the reason I'm here is I had to pick up cat food because, once again, clumsy old me forgot to buy cat food the last time I get groceries, so my little kitty at home is quite hungry. Yeah, I do. I have a little kitten. She's only like 3, 4 months old, I think, at this point. She's so adorable. You want to come see her? You know what? Why not? I really want to catch back up with you, so I'd love that, dear. I've actually got some charcuterie in my fridge going on at the moment too, so we can maybe have like a little charcuterie, a little wine, and a little cat patting. Yeah, what else could you want in this world, right? Alrighty, here, how about I just go back into my car and you could follow me out, okay? My house is only like a couple of minutes away. Lovely. It's super nice to see you again, and I'm so pleased to hear that things are going well, dear. All right, yeah, let's head out. Yep, this is the place. What you think? Is this what you imagined your professor living in? No? What do you think I was gonna live in? Just some shitty bachelor pad? I mean, that is realistic, because teachers do get paid like fucking ass. But. Oh, sorry, I really shouldn't be swearing in front of you. You don't mind? Are you sure about that? I can cut it. That is very true, dear. You aren't my student anymore, so I shouldn't treat you as so. I apologize. Now, how about we get the fuck inside because it's a bit cold? Yeah. There we are. Welcome to Mikasa. What do you think? Right? I got some vinyl on the wall over here if you want to check that out. Right here we have Kids See Ghosts by Kid Cudi and Kanye West. Right here we have Currents by Tame Impala. And right here for the final one is we have The New Abnormal by The Strokes, which is kind of my album at the moment. I love this album. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a music nerd. Well, I'm a teacher. I'm a little bit of an everything nerd. Anyway, where is the little devil in question? Maya. Maya. There she is. Hi, Maya. Hi, baby. Yep, there she is. Walking on her little stubby leggies. Hi, baby. I got you food. I'm sure she could smell it, and that's why she's running over here. How about you go ahead and get yourself situated on the counter over there, and I'll go and pour her food. So, I do have to ask, anything special been going on with you, dear? Anything notable? Any job offers? Any love life going on? Anything interesting? Not in particular? Ugh. I mean, not to say that it's like boring to have those things go on, but sometimes a little bit of peace can be nice. What about me? Well, same old job-wise, obviously, still doing English classes at the college, but no, I'm fine to tell it. Just still burned a little bit, I guess. Me and my wife, a couple of months back, went different ways. No, dear, you don't have to be sad about it. It was 100% the best decision we could make for each other. Things just weren't the way that they were. We were arguing, we were bickering, and it wasn't what I wanted in a relationship, which is to be friends. So we stopped dating, and since then, we've honestly become way better friends than we were during the relationship, so I think the outcome was a lot better than what would have been a very toxic environment if I would have stayed with her. So, the good comes with the bad. I'm still a little bummed about it, but what can you do? All right, Kitty's all situated and is happily enjoying her food. Now, what do you say I get us all situated with the food that I promised you? You're not feeling that famished? Well, even still, it's nice to have some stuff out. We'll grab this and that and. Ooh, I bet you'll love to try this. This is my favorite. It's prosciutto with melon, in season melon. I know, it sounds a little bit out there, but trust me, it's delicious. You'll love it. Or if you're not into eating meat and cheeses, I have vegetarian and vegan options as well. All right. As I said, you don't need to eat, but this'll just be out if you want any. Maybe to pass the time, we could play a game or ask each other questions, or I don't know, I could put on a movie or something. A game? Sure, what do you want to play? I have darts downstairs in the basement, we could play pool, we could, I don't know, we could go back outside and play horseshoes. How classic. Truth or dare? You know what? Normally I wouldn't be up for goofy games like that, but I think that's quite fitting with us. Sure, let's play a game of truth or dare, dear. How about you tell me one first? Truth or dare, dear? Out of every subject that you took throughout school, which one was your least favorite? Oh, thank God it wasn't mine. I would not have been able to forgive myself if your least favorite class was English. Okay. All right, your turn, dear. All right, and I will take truth. Did I ever happen to have a crush on one of my students? Are you trying to get me fired with that information, dear? You know we're not supposed to feel that way towards students. Well, yeah, I mean, I understand it's just a thought, but still. Don't rat on me. I had a crush on one student in particular. No, I'm not gonna say. We'll save that for another question. The truths don't have to end here. All right, dear, truth or dare? Truth. Did you ever have a favorite class to go to during all of your schooling? Come on, I'm a teacher. I have to ask teaching questions. Ooh, really? English third period. If I remember correctly, English third period was my class. Interesting. I'll take another truth, dear. I have to take a dare. Where did these rules come into play? Fine. I'm not scared. Dare. Put my hand over yours. Is that really appropriate? Yeah, I understand that you're not my student anymore. Fine, here. My hand over yours. Alright, dear. Truth or dare? Truth. Did you ever happen to have a teacher that you had a crush on? You seem a bit nervous to answer. You don't have to answer specifically. Just say which subject they taught. Somehow I had the idea that you'd pick English, just based on how much your hand's wiggling. Your turn with me. Truth or dare? Name the student that I had those feelings for. How about you give me a dare instead? And how about that dare is that I have to kiss them? Well, no, that wouldn't be much of a hassle, seeing as how that exact student is right here. You're very cute, you know. And yes, I mean that. I thought of you that way throughout every time that you came into my class. And I guess we can end the game off with you fessing up over the fact that you clearly like me. Yeah. If I might ask then, dear, would you be akin to go up into my room? Hey, if it's too fast, that's okay. We don't have to move fast. You've just really, really dreamt of this. I like hearing that. I like hearing that my student still thinks of me. How about we go on break then and head up into the staff only room? Of course, I have a goofy sign on my door that says that. I'm a teacher. What do you think I am, original? Come here, dear. This room right here. No, dear. No. You're not getting down on the bed yet. I want you to lean right here, right against my desk. But first, I want you to take your shirt off. You're still a good listener, I see. You look gorgeous, dear. Just lay your body against my desk. kiss down your back. Put a finger down your pants. Pull them down. You don't mind me still being in my work clothes, do you? While you're fully naked in front of me? Yeah, I didn't think so. Just adds to the fantasy, doesn't it? That this is real. That your professor is actually about to fucking rub over you. You want that, dear? Yeah. And I'll take my hand and I'll just rub over your fucking pussy. Oh, taking my middle finger and rubbing in between your lips, parting them. Oh, fuck. And staying right up here by your head. You sound so fucking good. Oh, I love how obedient you're being. Just taking it. Taking it just like I always fucking knew you would. Oh, yeah. Is that a nice spot? Is that a nice spot when I reach down and rub over your clit? Fuck, I love when you're vocal. Because I'm gonna be learning something today from your body. And all of us can still keep learning. And I'm gonna learn every single thing there is to know about this sexy body. Like if I push a finger inside you, will that make you squeak? Oh, and it fucking does. How about I nibble on your ear? Will I finger you? Oh, fuck. Fuck. Was that baby? You want me to call you a student again? Yeah, you want that? Is that what you've wanted in your fantasies? You want me to just call you my pretty fucking student? While you just get to moan out to your professor who's using you? You think you can take another finger inside you? Yeah. Yeah, I think you can too. Feel them parting, your insides open, getting you ready for what's to come, getting ready for you to get used more by me. Fuck, you sound so fucking good. Oh my god, can I play with your fucking tits? I can just take, I don't need to ask. What a good fucking student. Fucking play with these tits then. Pinch and rub your nipples. Oh my god. Oh, I need to taste you. I need to taste you. Oh, yeah. Spread your fucking legs for me. Spread your fucking legs. Oh, oh my god. Look at this fucking pussy. Keep your legs open for me. Put your hands on your ass and spread your fucking pussy for me. Fucking good student. I could just fucking taste you for hours. Oh my god. Your taste. Your smell. Fuck the way you moan when I bury my tongue inside you. I can't get enough of it. Does it feel good for you? Just keep begging your professor to keep tongue fucking you. Fast. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm focusing my attention on your fucking clay. I'm just sucking it. And pushing a finger inside you while I do it. Because I want you to come on my fucking face. I want you to fucking soak me. I want to be fucking drenched in your fucking cum. Will you come for me? Maybe come for me, baby. Will you be a good student and fucking listen to me? Yeah? Yeah? Please fucking come. Fucking come. No, don't move. I need to get every fucking drop. No, keep your fucking hands on those fucking cheeks. Stay spread for me. Does it look like I'm fucking dying? Take my fucking pants off. And I have a fun little thing that I like to do with my wife. I think you'd like to. I'm putting my tie around you. One, because it looks fucking cute on you. But the other reason you'll see for later. And by later, I mean just a couple of fucking minutes, because I need emphasis on need to be inside your tight little fucking pussy. Yeah, show me how bad you want it. Show me how bad my student wants their professor to just drill into their cunt. Oh, you're so fucking needy. And you're dripping on the fucking floor. I'll take my cock and put it right against your entrance. And I'll rub it up and down. God, you're such a slut. Look at how much you're leaking onto my fucking cock. Jesus. Oh my god. You really have been dreaming of this, haven't you? You really wanted me to just fucking pound into you this bad. All those years, looking at me, just fucking hoping that I would bend you over my desk in the middle of class. But now I get you all to myself. And on the count of three, I'm gonna give you what you wanted. And what I wanted to. Three. I'm gonna get to fuck. Two. My favorite student. One. Oh, yes. Oh, you can fucking take it. You can take it. You can take it. You can take it. Oh, just like, oh, just 2 more inches. Oh! Fuck! How does that feel, dear? Finally having every inch of my cock inside you. All the way down to the base and to where you can feel my balls resting against you and my chest up against your ass. Oh, fuck. Like I said, dear, I can't fucking wait. My fucking god. This is so much better than I could have fucking imagined. Oh, yeah, arch that fucking back for me. Take every fucking inch of my cock inside of your walls. My cock gets so much deeper than my fingers could ever get. And after the way you came all over my fucking tongue, oh, you're so wet. Oh, and you're so fucking good. You're squeezing so hard around my fucking cock, and I'm just spreading you open, aren't I, baby? Oh, I wanna fuck you faster. I wanna fuck you faster. But I want you in a different position. No, we're not going to the bed. We're just gonna use that toy. That little tie around your neck. It's fun to pull you the fuck back and fuck deeper into you with. Oh, fuck! It's like you're squeezing on me even tighter. Is this what you wanted? You wanted it to be rough, didn't you? You wanted it just like this. For me to take you right into my fucking arms and just pound away into your pussy. You wanted me to be the one to split you the fuck open on my cock. Oh, you're so much more obedient than my fucking wife was. Oh, you're so fucking good. Oh my fucking god. Give me that fucking neck. Fuck. That I can't fucking hear you very good with your neck being slightly constrained against my thigh, but how I can feel you pushing back against my cock. I can feel that you're about to come. Are you about to come, baby? Are you about to come? Is my student about to release another fucking load onto their professor's cock? Is that what's going on here, baby? Yeah. Fuck. Oh, just a bit longer. Oh, just a bit longer. I want to savor this fucking moment. I want to savor this fucking moment. I want to remember the day that I was fucking bad. That I broke the code that I set out to keep. That I would never get together with one of my students. Oh, but you had to be the exception. You had to be the fucking exception. Your body's too perfect. You were too fucking sweet to me. And I knew I needed to be buried inside of this fucking pussy. I saw the way you looked at me. I could tell by the way that you talked to me that you wanted something more than to just be a good student. You wanted to be a good fucking hole too, didn't you? Yeah, then be a good fucking hole and come on my cock. Come on my cock. Fucking come. 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 Once you're close, and once you come, I'm gonna spray every fucking drop of my cum inside of you. Every drop. Yeah. Oh, fucking cum. Oh, even tighter. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm gonna fucking fill you up. I'm gonna fucking fill you up. Your professor's about to fucking come inside you. Oh, take it. Oh, take it. Fuck. Oh. let me bury my fucking hips into you. Fuck. Oh. 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 Fuck. Oh, I can feel it leaking out. Oh, I can feel it dripping out of your. You okay? Here. Let me bring you to the vent. Oh. You've earned some extra credit cuddles, fuck. Oh. Here. Take an extra pillow, too. Oh, fuck. Of course, I'm being sweet. Teacher's gotta take care of his students, right? Fuck, you're the best student I could have asked for. Oh my god. And I think I was right, that tie does look really, really cute around you. Maybe you could bring it home. It does smell like me a bit, so. Something to remember me by. Oh, here, you catch your fucking breath. Fuck, I could barely even hear you over the sound of those moans, those whimpers, and the bit of constraint on your neck. Fuck. Oh, I'm not dreaming of pulling out, dear. I've thought way too long about how good it'd feel for you to cockworm me after filling you up. And that's what happened. Is this what you wanted? Perfect. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, this was fucking great. Oh my god, I can barely think. Oh my god. Oh, yeah, you can spend the night, dear. And then you can head out. What? Oh, you wanted to stick around? Are you trying to imply that you weren't up for just a one and done? Really? I mean, I'm not opposed to it. You're very sweet. You're super fucking cute. And you're also the lay of my life, so. I think I could give this a try. Student. Yeah, and I'm your professor. And your professor says that it's time for us to go the fuck to sleep. Class is out. And so are we. Good night, dear. Sleep well, and maybe I can teach you something else in the morning. You want to teach me something? I'll be happy to hear you out. But knowing you, you might forget to raise your hand and I'll have to punish you. Yeah. Sleep well, and I love you. Dear. Sleep well.